Happy Friday, KMA Land. Welcome to the Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and I'm here to close out this week's topic of not knowing where you stand and how painfully difficult that is. Now, when I was here on Wednesday, I told you I'd be sharing some tips on how to deliver an effective apology. So often we go through a conflict with someone and we end up not knowing where we stand with that person, and that can sometimes be due to ineffective apologies. So today I'm going to share a few of the essential ingredients in a true apology from Dr. Harriet Lerner. Number one, the apology does not contain the word but. Get your but out of your apology. This is one of the fastest ways to ruin a good apology. Number two, keep your focus on your actions, not the other person's response. Number three, it needs to include an offer for reparations. Like, what can I do to help you feel better about this? Number four, say what you're going to do to make sure there isn't a repeat performance of whatever you're apologizing for. This one is most often left out and really important. And number five, watch out for the use of the word if. This can very quickly lead to getting caught up in who's more to blame. Like, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings. If you just wouldn't have looked at me cross-eyed, I wouldn't have said what I said. Now you're blame shifting, and that's a hot rail to your apology turning into another confrontation. A good apology can help both people in a confrontation know where they stand. Now that being said, never demand an apology. Requesting one is fine, but demanding is always counterproductive. It also takes courage to say, thank you for the apology. I appreciate it. Because what do we do most often in these situations? We say something like, oh, it's okay, no big deal. And then we continue to be upset with the person who apologized. When we don't know where we stand with someone, we have to muster up the courage to open the conversation and also the courage to accept an apology when given. When we don't know where we stand, be it in a relationship, a job, you name it, we have to get curious and we have to get courageous. Personally, I can get a bit hypervigilant at times with this, asking repeatedly, are we okay? When I'm feeling scared or insecure. So balance is a key, as well as checking in on where you stand with yourself. Are you okay with you? That's really the bottom line, because you know it always comes back to that on the Double X Factor, right? It always comes back around to this, looking within. We talked here last week about learnings from our past year, and we're possibly all a little thin-skinned after a lot of stress and feeling uncertain. If you find yourself wondering where you stand with someone, I encourage you to ask. Not in a defensive way, but in a curious way, in a way that says, this matters to me. Could you tell me where I stand with you? I guarantee you'll feel better no matter what the answer is. Next week, Spencer and I are taking on the topic of finding your what's next in your life. Till then, later.